Children attending urban schools often face different challenges than their suburban counterparts, such as limited access to educational resources and living in extreme poverty. Mark Real is CEO of KidsOhio.org, a nonpartisan organization focused on public education in Ohio. He says that schools that serve an urban population have a real challenge ahead of them to close the learning gap that socioeconomic factors create.
Take Columbus Schools as one example. About 34% of incoming kindergartners are screened and found to be not ready for kindergarten, meaning they don't know their numbers, letters, and colors. And you look ahead to third grade, about 39% of third graders are unable to pass a state reading test.
Fourth grade is a watershed year for students. Educators say it's a predictor for how students will fare in their academics in years to come. The Department of Education's National Assessment of Educational Progress, the nation's report card, is administered at the 4th, 8th, and 12th grade levels to monitor student achievement. In the 2011 report card, 64% of Ohio 4th graders were reading below proficiency. That's 4% less than the national average. Availability of resources, parental involvement, and eligibility for free or reduced lunch are some factors that led to these numbers. Students who were eligible for the National School Lunch Program scored 20 points lower than those who were not eligible. However, Mark Real says that a student's background certainly does not determine a student's potential.
Over 80% of these youngsters are low income. It just means that they may not have had as much exposure. They may not have had books in their home, might not have had a library card, might not have had a membership to someplace like COSI or the zoo. And so what the schools are doing is helping those children get up to grade level, you know, giving them extra help in reading so that they can, you know, they can be comfortable in school and achieve. So, you know, the message we heard today was poverty is not a barrier. Someone comes as poor or homeless, you heard an example. That doesn't mean they can't learn, but it does present an additional barrier.
The National Assessment of Education Progress indicates one way to overcome these barriers is by getting students to read for pleasure. Of the fourth graders who scored in the 75th percentile, 60% of them read for fun every day. Real cited Columbus City School's Eastmore Academy as an example of an urban school meeting these challenges. Eastmore uses a robocall system to weekly update parents on school events and foster parental involvement. The school was honored in a recent report on 9 high-poverty, high-performing schools in Ohio that have increased student achievement in spite of their rising poverty rate. This is WCBE intern Regina Covington.